Good morning again, everybody.
And a happy hi day to each and every one of you. Welcome, welcome. It's so exciting actually being up here in front, hearing all of you sing and looking up at our beautiful tapestry up here with somewhat of the pictorial motto that many of us grew up with and love, and the lion and the lamb and the spring of living water, and then to be able to be right by the instrumental ensemble and hear the beautiful piano. But most of all, the most beautiful instrument that God ever created is the human voice. Whether you can sing and or whether you can make a joyful noise, it's still beautiful. And so we're glad to have all of you. And I hope that in the course of the feast that you'll be able to come up here and see these lovely, lovely flowers. I hear they're supposed to last for 1,000 years. So we're going to find out here in the course of these 7 days that are going to be coming up. It does give me a great privilege and honor to be able to spend a few minutes with you to set the tone, the environment, and the atmosphere, which first and foremost is spiritual during this feast. So a joyous welcome to each and every one of you. I do want to say on behalf of our Southern California congregations, Garden Grove and Los Angeles and Redlands and San Diego and Bakersfield, and also our brethren here that are here from Las Vegas, we want to welcome you. You are here. You made it. All that planning, all of that exercise, sometimes some of the innervation over the last couple of days of just getting here. The main thing is that you are here. God has set an appointment. He is here. He wanted us to show up. And God wants you here this year at this feast site. And so we're very, very thankful to have you. You know, over the years, those of you that know me, we've often said that the Oceanside feast site, we have fondly called it at times Maui East. But we're not going to call it Maui East this year because we don't have, the United Church of God does not have a feast site. So I had to be original. You know, blessed are the flexible. I did have to be original, so I came up for some new terms. We have Puerto Vallarta Norte, for those of you that speak Spanish. And we also have Baja, Alaska. For those of you that are from the Midwest or east of the river, Baja means lower. And so we can have some kind of fun with that. The good thing about all of this, when you think of Puerto Vallarta and you think of Alaska, is to recognize, after all, we do share the same ocean, don't we? But you're probably saving $3,000 in the mix in all of this. So you're just glad to be here and to be able to enjoy, frankly, one of the most beautiful spots in all of the United States, and that is San Diego and its environs and the coastline. And the people are warm, they're friendly, and I know we're going to be warm and friendly right back to them. Well, what I want to do for a moment is, for those of you that have never been here, and I know it's taken a lot to get here for some of us, we've had some challenges getting here this week, maybe even challenges getting here this morning. But now we're going to find out where everybody is from. And what we're going to do is we're going to kind of break the ice, you know, break the ice. Here's what I want everybody to do for a moment. We're going to have fun. Why don't you put your arms out like this? Don't hit anybody, especially your wife. Could be a long day. And just kind of shake it out for a moment, okay? Blessed are the flexible. We're going to shake it out. We're going to break the ice with one another. We're even going to cross the river, as they say in the Bible. And we're going to stretch. Now, one of the reasons this is a little fun, but there's a point to all of this. There's an object lesson. I'm an old teacher. And that is we're not only going to stretch our arms, but we're going to stretch our hearts and our existence during these 7 days plus one. So we're going to meet the family because we're going to be spending 1,000 years with them in this proverbial week of 7 days. So let's all rise. You can rise. You have permission. I just said rise. Okay, we're all going to rise. We're going to meet the person to the right. And your wife. There you go. Now let's meet the person to the left. Let's meet. Now let's meet the person in front of you. Okay, everybody, let's have a seat. Let's have a seat. If
You know, it's like any Church of God community. You know, after church, you get them in the coffee, get them around the coffee, get them around the cookies. It's hard to get them back down. But you're already cooperating very, very well. Thank you very much. Also, another thing I'd like to do, because the millennium is about the future, and that future is brought to us during this, the Feast of Tabernacles, I would like all of our young people that are 18 and under, now stay with me, 18 and under, to please rise. They're making a great sacrifice by being here, being out of school, playing hooky, as it were. No, they've got excuses. And anybody that has a baby, mothers or fathers, you can pick up your baby and put them up to the sky. This is not an offering. We're not doing anything fancy, but just everybody rise. Even the babies. There you go. Let's give these young people, our future, God's future, a hand, okay?